This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. For the federal government, the 2024 fiscal year started in October of last year. I mentioned this only to point out that some of the funding for that year didn't make it through Congress and to the president's desk until only last weekend. Now that it has, people are sifting through the details and the earmarks. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Earmarks are sort of like footnotes on funding bills, promising to spend money on specific projects requested by individual members of Congress. Earmarks were banned for about a decade after some high-profile scandals and examples of waste. But since they were brought back a few years ago,
there's a requirement to demonstrate community support for projects, which didn't exist in the past. For-profit organizations, companies are not eligible to receive them.
Michael Thorning is director of structural democracy at the Bipartisan Policy Center.
There is an overall cap on the amount of money that Congress can direct in this way. And the system that we have now is the most transparent that it has ever been in our history.
You can go to the House Appropriations Committee website and find lists of earmarks as well as who requested them. According to an analysis by Bloomberg Government, in this latest package, there are more than 6,000 earmarks, totaling more than $12 billion. That's less than 3% of the total spending package for things like
infrastructure projects, help for police, affordable housing.
Diana Evans is a professor emerita of political science at Trinity College and has studied earmarks for decades. She says in this batch,
for Republicans, it tends to be more large infrastructure projects. So actually, Republican spending is greater than Democratic spending on earmarks because of the size of the projects that they're earmarking.
Even with the new rules, there's still a lot of politicking when it comes to earmarking.
The closer you are to the seat of power, the more likely you are to get earmarks. So appropriators writing the bills get more earmarks than people not writing the bills.
Joshua Sewell is director of research and policy at Taxpayers for Common Sense.
And also we're seeing people who are in tough elections tend to get earmarks as opposed to folks who are in safe districts.
Because whether a member of Congress voted for the final package or not, money for any earmarks they slipped in will still end up in their districts and the projects in their campaign ads. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.